So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Mishanada Menazar Venishla Chacham Ve'asri. Taisis explains, a person accepted a Naziris with a questionable Lashon, a statement that may or may not mean Naziris. He assumed that the Lashon was not a Kabbalah's Naziris, and he violated the Issur Nazir, for example, he drank wine. He then presented the question to a Chacham who ruled that he is a Nazir. Ma'ina Mishosh Anadar. He can include old days from the beginning of the Naziris, even those that were not observed properly. This is only true midairaisa. With the exception of becoming Tamil Mace, where the Torah clearly states, V'hayam Rishayim Yiplu, all the days prior to becoming Tamil are not counted, and he must begin anew. If, however, he transgressed the Yisurim of Yayim B'Teklachas, he drank wine, or cut his hair, the days count towards the fulfillment of his Naziris. The Gemara, however, cites a price which teaches that midirabanan, there is a penalty as follows. The Tanakhama says, Misha nadaba aba anizirusoi einis kakanoi. Elam kein maina ben isra kiyam shenog bahem heter. If a person did not observe part of his naziris, for example, he accepted a naziris of 100 days, but he drank wine during the first 60 days, the Tanakhama says we do not allow him to bring his karbanas at the end of 100 days. He must first fulfill an additional 60 days to make up for the days that were not observed. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says, da yesh loishim yayim. He is only required to make up a maximum of 30 days, even if he failed to observe more than 30 days. Therefore, the Gemara proceeds to reconcile the Mishnah with both Rabbi Yisi and the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yisi, the Mishnah is speaking only of Naziris Meruba, a longer Naziris, as in our example, where he failed to observe a lot more than 30 days. The Mishnah therefore teaches, Ma'ina Mishosh Anadar, which we interpret to mean that he can count some of the earlier days, anything over 30. However, the Mishnah cannot be speaking of Naziris Mu'atis, a shorter Naziris, where he failed to observe less than 30 days, because he cannot count any of those days, since he must again observe up to 30 days. However, according to the Rabbanan, who hold that he must make up all those days, there is no difference between Naziris Mu'atis and Naziris Meruba, and the Mishnah is speaking of both cases, but we must interpret the words Ma'ina Mishosh Anazar as Ma'ina Kimishosh Anazar. The Mishnah does not mean that the count actually begins from the time of the Neder, but rather he must again observe all the days that were stipulated from the time of the Neder. The Mishnah continues regarding the above case, where he accepted a Naziris with a questionable Lashon, and he violated the Issur Nazir. Nisha l'chacham v'tiroi, if the Chacham ruled that his statement was not a Lashon Naziris, and he therefore was never a Nazir, hoitzloi behemah mufrashes, teitze v'tir be'eder, if he was already makdish an animal for the Kabbanis Naziris, it becomes chulin and returns to pasture because it has no Kedusha. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned the machlekes b'shamei b'sila regarding hekdesh tos and erroneous hekdesh. The b'shamei hold, hekdesh tos shmei hekdesh. The hekdesh does take effect. While the b'sila hold, hekdesh tos loy shmei hekdesh. The hekdesh does not take effect. Therefore, amr b'sila b'shamei, i'atem moidim b'zeshu hekdesh tos shetetze b'tir b'eder. The b'sila said to b'shamei, you must admit that in the case of nishal l'chacha m'tiroi, that Hekdesh Tois does not become Hekdesh, as we see that the Behemoth becomes Chulin. Taisus explains that Beishame could have answered that there is a clear distinction between the cases. In the case of Nishla Chacham Betiri, the Behemoth does not become Hekdesh, because Loi Chalalau, he never became a Nazir, and therefore the Behemoth did not become Hekdesh for Karbonis Nazir. However, in the case of Shar Shachar, the Shar Lovin does become Hekdesh because Efshel Lefarsh Lidvarv. His statement can be interpreted to mean that he initially intended to be makdish the first shahr, regardless of its color, and then stated shachar only because he assumed that the first cow would be black. But Beishamai responded according to Beis Hillel's comparison. Amlem Beishamai, iyate moidim b'misha yitev v'kara, l'tshi asiri, v'la asiri tashi, v'la achad osa asiri, shum b'kodesh? You must admit that the hekdish tois does become hekdish, as in the case of a person who was separated, maisa behema. But he erred and counted 10 for the 9th behema, 9 for the 10th behema, and 10 for the 11th behema. All three animals become hektish, apparently because hektish toish may hektish. Amalam besila loy. Hashavit kidshai. Uma ilu tov v'nichas hashavit al shmini v'ashneim asa, shem asa klom. The besila replied, this is not hektish tos, because regarding maisa behema, the owner does not initiate the hektish, as we see that if he erred and counted 10 for the 8th or 12th behema, they do not become hektish. Rather, Elakasiv Shekidish Asiri, who Kidish Atshi Ves Achadasa. The Torah initiates the Hekdesh, and it's exactly a custom that just as the 10th animal becomes Hekdesh, so do the 9th and 11th animals become Hekdesh if they were counted as 10. Sagt der Mishnah, Misha Nada Benazar Bahalach Lehavias Behemta, Umitsasha Nignava. Person accepted an Aziris with the intent to use his animal for the Karbanas, but then discovered that the animal was stolen. Imachalay Nignava Behemta Nazar, Hareza Nazar. If he accepted the Aziris before the animal was stolen, he's obligated to be a Nazar, because the Pesach of Geneva did not exist when the Aziris was accepted. V'im Misha Nignava Behemta Nazar, ain't a Nazar. If he accepted the Aziris after the animal was stolen, he is not obligated to be a Nazir because the Pesach of Geneva did exist when the Naziris was accepted. B'zutas ta Nachman Madi. K'sha'olu Nazir min ha'gaylu u'mitza b'es ha'migdash charav, amam Nachman Madi, ilu ha'yisim yedin sh'b'es ha'migdash charav ha'yisim Nazirim? And this was the mistake of Nachman Madi in the incident of Nazirim, who came from Chutz La'aretz to bring their Karbanas, but when they arrived, the b'es ha'migdash had already been destroyed. Nachman Madi asked them, had you known that there would be no Beis HaMikdash, would you have become Nazirim? Amar lo ilai. Ve'tirim Nachman Madi. They replied, no. And Nachman Madi nullified the Naziris. K'shabah adava etzach hachamim amru, kol she Nazir ad shalichar Beis HaMikdash Nazir. U'meshachar Beis HaMikdash ain't a Nazir. When the question was presented to the Chacham, they ruled as follows. Those who accept the Naziris before the Churban are Nazirim, because the Pesach of Churban did not exist when the Naziris was accepted. But those who accepted Naziris after the Churban are not Nazirim because the Pesach of Churban did exist when their Naziris was accepted. The Gemara explains that although the Chacham hold in Pesachim and Oilid, a Naziris cannot be nullified through a Pesach that did not exist when the Naziris was accepted. Aval, Pesachim b'tnai Oilid. A Naziris can be nullified through a Charata related to something that did not exist yet. For example, Amr lohayin ilu asa inish, v'am lohayin dechar beis hamikdash, mi have nadrisun? If a Chacham would say, had a person persuaded you not to become a Nazir because the Beis HaMikdash will eventually be destroyed, would you have then accepted the Naziris? The Naziris is nullified because the possibility of a Charata through a persuasive person did exist at the time of the Neder, even though it was about an Oilet.